This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A Florida zookeeper was fired after she was found moaning in the lunchroom as a chimpanzee sucked on her toes. And a friend of mine tweeted, "Love is love, bigots." Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh my gosh, that cracked me up. Love is love, bigots. Oh man. Woo, we're gonna have a fun hour. I'm telling you right now, fun. We have, look, we are winning on so many levels, it's ridiculous. And here's the good news, folks. Happy New Year 2019, it is going to continue. You're going to win on levels you never thought you would because you've been dealing with Republicans who don't know how to fight for you. You have not been energized enough to get behind a new movement. That new movement is an old movement. It's called the Tea Party Movement. I encourage you to go to teapartycommunity.org and get signed up. And moreover, I encourage you to pay the $5 a month. We're asking you guys to pay us so we can get, and I say pay us, to fund us, so we can go do what we want to do, which is sue people. We want to sue legislators who are anti what we're doing, anti-sanity. We're going to sue cities, states. We're going to sue individuals. Everybody who is against this Constitution doing craziness, we're going to put them in a lawsuit. We're going to put them in a chokehold or a headlock. And we're going to throw them to the ground and we're going to pummel them. Aren't you ready for that? I don't want to send any faxes. I'm not making any phone calls. I'm going to have a sheriff come and serve you and say, you are in violation of our rights as taxpayers, and now you're going to have to go find some money to pay. See, I was talking to a group of people, and I told them there's nothing worse than being served. I mean, whether it's, you know, summoned from the IRS, summoned by Congress, getting served to come to court. And here's the deal. You generally know what it's about. Somebody's warned you. They say, I'm going to serve you. You know, and if they're legit and you know you've ripped them off, then you're like, oh, I hope they don't do it. Ooh, let me just pretend it didn't happen. And you know what we do as Republicans? We don't go serve anybody. We move on with our lives. Well, we aren't. We are going to sue. We have lawsuits that we are already looking at. Our legal team is looking to sue the state of Arizona. We're looking to sue Berkeley, California, the University of California at Berkeley College. We're suing Harvard, and I can give you a list of others. And we're putting together a team that's looking at every nonsense piece of legislation. We're going to sue individual teachers. We're going to sue chancellors. We're going to sue school districts. We're going to sue school board members. It doesn't matter. And you say, Kevin, how can you do all that? Oh, we can. We got to be selective. We're going to sue the ones that give us the biggest splash to make everybody go, wow, somebody sued over this issue. I better back down. That's how we're doing it. So if you want to get involved with that, contact us, kjradio.com. Ask me, Kevin, how can I become a part? How can I start a state chapter of Tea Party Community so we can do the same thing? We want Tea Party people sprinkled all over this country. Think of a grid, and at every intersection of the grid, there are hundreds, if not thousands of people who are at the ready to become activists, who are reporting on city council crazy people and legislators who are doing crazy things or academics who are doing crazy things. And we're getting this news and putting it together, and then we're going after these folks. I want you to imagine that world where they're afraid to do the insane stuff. It's the same world you were raised in. Your parents told you, don't you lie, don't you cheat, don't you steal, don't you do this. And there were consequences. And you were afraid because there was a higher order. A parent was over. Well, we're the employers. And our employees are saying, I can steal, I can do whatever I want, and you can't do nothing about it. And now we're saying, oh, no, no, that day is over. So come on, folks. Get involved. Get active. Join TeaPartyCommunity.org. Let me know if you have any issues whatsoever. Fund that $5 a month. Tell us that you're going to do that every single month. We're going to be sending this out. Get on our mailing list. This is important. We have 2 more years to make this happen, seriously. The most important 2 years of politics is coming up. And I'm telling you this because we must reelect Donald Trump, but we have to do something else. We got to win back the House and show these clowns that we can make, we can do something different historically than's ever been done. We kept the Senate. How about we bolster the Senate? We give Donald Trump the House for the next 2 years, probably 4 years. How about we make that as our statement? We collectively organize and say, that's what we're going to do. See, that's what I want to do. I want to put together big picture stuff. See, we're already winning the courts now, at least the federal courts, the district courts, and of course the Supreme Court. How about we start winning judgeships in cities? How about we start winning city councils, school boards, things like that? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Here's some foreign aid from 2000 to 2016. Nigeria, $6.2 billion. Ethiopia, $11.7 billion. Jordan, $15.9 billion. Egypt, $33.3 billion. Lebanon, $3.6 billion. Pakistan, $17.9 billion. Colombia, $13.6 billion. South Africa, $6.2 billion. You want to figure all that out? It's a lot of money. Donald Trump wants $5 billion for a wall. That's what we've given out in foreign aid over from the years 2000 to 2016. Some of these countries hate us. Nigeria, big time Muslim country, they don't like us. Pakistan, almost $18 billion. They don't like us. $1 billion a year. I mean, I could go on. And by the way, this is a fraction. There are countries we give money to that blatantly don't like us. $5 billion seems reasonable. So this hour, we'll spend a little bit more time on the border and telling you guys that, explaining to you how the craziness of leftism has infiltrated. I mean, it's eating away at the brains of people in this country, and nobody seems to care. I mean, I can't imagine somebody walking around with a hole in their head, and it's, you know, just dripping blood down the face of people. Hey, Chuck, how's it going? What are you up to, buddy? Oh, I don't know. You know, he's a zombie, just catatonic, and you're still having a conversation with him. That's essentially what it is when you're talking to a leftist. They got a hole in their head that's gushing blood, and you're ignoring it. Because, why? Well, it's not politically correct to tell the man he's got a gushing hole in his head. Can't do that. I might offend somebody. Well, I'm going to offend you. If that's what it takes, Kevin Jackson will offend you. I'll say, Chuck, look, I don't know how things are going otherwise, but you got a big old gaping hole in your head. It's gushing blood. I think we need to get you some help. What? What did you say? Are you kidding? You'd probably wake the dude up. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. More than food for thought. L.A. homeless and a host of other things.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, they couldn't just walk across the border, whistling Dixie as they did, violating our Constitution, raping our Constitution, and in many cases, raping our people.
That is a lady named Melissa A. She's a California resident. She's tired of illegal immigrations because legal immigrations, period, plural. No, she's tired of illegals coming into California, being ushered in by bureaucrats, and she's saying it's impacting the black community. It's racially motivated. Anyway, she goes on to say this.
The black community is most adversely affected by illegal alien activity. Yeah. Because when these people, and I don't care if they're Swedish, Mexican, Nigerian, Nicaraguan, Arab, I don't care. When you come here illegally, they don't get trucked into Brentwood. They don't get trucked into Beverly Hills. Hell, they only get trucked into the fairly modest upper class suburb where I live. They get trucked into Watts. Here in California, in SoCal, they get trucked into the streets of Crenshaw, the jungle, several of my fellow patriots have already mentioned that the permanent split up of mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and uncles who cannot just cross the border and go visit their family supported, they gotta go to the grave. You tell me how that's fair.
Well, it's not fair, Melissa. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I'm telling you, but there are so many black women out there who feel like her. And our job is to tap into that. Our job is to remind them that all this energy that the Democrats spend on nonsense that does not even involve citizens is energy that could be spent on making this country greater and on our kids, I'm talking about kids in general, but black kids in specific. Kids without fathers. Kids being raised in latchkey households where their moms are having to work more than one job just to make ends meet. And these kids feel obligated, so they go get into trouble. And when they don't feel obligated, they go get into trouble because they feel entitled. Kids raised without fathers are 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out, 20 times more likely to end up in jail. That's what Barack Obama used as a statistic, quoting in front of black folks. Yet, after saying something like that, Democrats will tell you there's a thing called toxic masculinity. Now, you explain to me how I can have toxic masculinity, but when there's a father in the home, these kids graduate, they become good, solid citizens. I'm telling you, I believe there's a feminine toxic femininity. I know I'll get it out in a minute. Because these toxic feminists don't want men in the house, and that's what creates all the problems of society, because boys, by the way, and girls need role models that are males. They need good, solid, strong male role models. And you know what the left are doing? They are getting rid of them. They are emasculating the population for a reason. I don't know what the reason is. The only thing I can tell you is anybody that would dare separate gender roles and pit one over the other is a mean-spirited, evil person. I would never say to a child with two parents, oh, well, don't pay attention to your mom because women are evil. Sorry if I scared some of you because I sounded a little bit like Lecter. But you know what I'm saying? Why would you do that? We need both gender roles. There is a reason for it. It is ordained by nature. Oh, there they go, talking about nature. You know, nature where, you know, people procreating this, that, then the LGBT community. Well, you know, everybody doesn't have to be male or female. Different people adapt different roles. Look, I don't care what you want to say about all the jellyfish and seahorses and whatever else. I'm telling you, human beings need role models. They need to understand what it is to be a man. They need to understand what it means to be a woman. You're born into two parents. One is a male, one is a woman. I don't care if you've been artificially inseminated or whatever. You were born as a male by the union of a male and female organs, okay? Sperm and egg. Yeah. And when that occurs, it gives you two sets of DNA. One maps to a male, one maps to a female. And one says, wow, this is my mom. And you have a certain feeling or sensation about it. The other one goes, wow, that's my dad. And you have a feeling or a certain sensation about it. And if you're a well-adjusted kid, you understand I'm a male, but I do understand females because I have my female role model, which is my mother. If you're a female, you go, I certainly understand being a female because I have this great, you know, example in my mother. But I know what it's like to want a man and to understand a good man because I have a good father. And as long if you have both of those things that are good, you have an overwhelming advantage over everybody in the world who doesn't have it. Coming from a household where my mother died, my father was in prison, I got really lucky because I got into a household with my grandparents where they had a pretty doggone good relationship. My grandfather I wouldn't call him a strong man, but he certainly wasn't a weak man. And my grandmother was a strong woman. And she showed me how to be strong. My grandfather bolstered it a bit, but my grandmother is the one who told me how to be strong. And that you could endure a strong woman, that a strong woman can still be, you know, a representative of womanhood. So I learned, you know, from pretty good examples. And luckily for me, it made me somewhat well-adjusted. I still had issues because I lost my mom, obviously. But at least I had that basis. Because without that, I'm telling you, I would have been just, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. Not from here. I'd be talking to you during visitation hours. Because, yeah, I can't imagine my life without having that. I can't imagine my life without having my brother right there with me. Not separated when my mother died. So, yeah. Kids raised without fathers. Likely to be poor. Likely to drop out. Likely to end up in jail. I mean, exponentially. So, what are you talking about toxic masculinity? This is ridiculous, but it's one of the things that we're discussing. And for the record, I want to do a seminar that talks about toxic femininity. I want to talk about the nonsense of white privilege. I want to undo all this nonsense that they're talking about. They have seminars like this year after year, and we do nothing except take it. Are you done with that? Men, you're not toxic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the nation's farmers.
You believe in hard work and self-reliance. You follow the rules, obey our laws, and respect our great American flag.
And regarding the trade deals that are being negotiated, the president says,
this landmark trade deal will increase exports of wheat from Montana, dairy from Wisconsin, chicken from Georgia, and products from farmers and ranchers all across our country.
A California federal judge is blocking a Trump administration rule that would allow more companies to opt out of providing free birth control to women. California joined 12 other states and the District of Columbia to stop the rule from going into effect today while a lawsuit against it moves forward. No votes are expected in Congress today as the partial government shutdown continues, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Speaker Nancy Pelosi is the reason for the partial government shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Great article on LA's homeless. And I read this, it was in the Hollywood Reporter, and I said, man, this is one of those, this is what makes me enjoy radio. These types of articles. And I know it sounds weird, but I'm saying, explaining the situation that leftists create for themselves using their own stuff. I love this. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Could not be more happy to be with you. Seriously. So much going on in the world for us. We got a lot of great things happening. I'm enlisting many of you to come and join us in our cause. We're going to be looking for state coordinators for Tea Party Community. It's a volunteer role at first, but I promise you it will be a paying role soon. So if you're interested in that, we'd love to have state coordinators. And we're going to target battleground states, but we'll set up in any state. Even where there's a bunch of leftists, we need to be. I mean, I'm not trying to take over California and Massachusetts and Oregon just yet, but we will. We'll win them back. I have a strategy for it. So if you're interested, I'd love to get you on the team and get moving. But I'm going to let you know we're focused on the battleground states. We're going to focus on Arizona. We're going to focus on Colorado, Pennsylvania, Michigan, places like that. But we need you. And if you know of people that want to be part of the cause, get them involved. Guys, I promise you, we have a strategy to win. But anyway, I want to talk about this article. It was in the Hollywood Reporter, and here's what they said. With swelling transient encampments abutting seven-figure homes, the beachside enclave, they're talking about Venice Beach, has emerged as a flashpoint for the inequality shaping Los Angeles and a real-world test case for liberal ideology of the area's showbiz residents. I got to tell you, nothing makes me more happy than to watch liberalism die on itself, on its own weight. Understand what's happening. In the Venice Beach area of California, which doesn't consider itself to be bourgeois, like Pacific Palisades, right? They are struggling with the idea of all of these transients coming in and setting up tent cities right by these seven-figure homes, these million-dollar-plus homes. Now, keep in mind, $1 million-plus home in California isn't what it is in Tennessee, but it's still a nice place. And you put that kind of coin down because you don't want a bunch of people or a bunch of riffraff around you. You got a million-dollar house. You probably got a gate around it. You probably feel like you could walk or run and jog and take the pets out and things like that. Huh, not in California. Did you hear me? I'm like, little girl, not in California. Here's what this goes on to say. After the first attack, Randy Osborne figured it was just his turn. Tire slashing in his East Venice Beach neighborhood had become commonplace. But when his vintage Land Rover was hit a sixth time in the course of a few months, Osborne, who runs a small virtual reality company and has lived in Venice for 7 years, began to worry he's being singled out. It may have been random, but it sure felt targeted and concentrated, said Osborne, who now protects his tires each night with a jury-rigged plywood and chain contraption that so far has deterred the assailants. Every time he takes his family out of town, he worries about his house being robbed. It's not a very fun way to live, he says. A lot of residents within Osborne's 15-block area just east of Lincoln Boulevard, where actor Viggo Mortensen owns a home, and director Jon Favreau is opening a production studio, have similar stories. And though they can't say for sure, Osborne and others suspect the crime is tied to several homeless encampments that have sprung up nearby in the past 15 months. So let me stop there. You have homeless people, last 15 months, encouraged by the state. They're looking across at these people, these leftists, who have essentially given control of their state to bureaucrats, and they're seeing them in their Land Rovers and building their businesses and their studios. And you know what these homeless people have been told? They're entitled. Why are you driving the Land Rover? Why are you living in the big house? Why are you eating, you know, glorious food every single day? And I have to look across at you from my tent. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to slash your tires. And the circle of life, the circle of life continues. The rich guy goes out, buys new tires. You know who's happy? The tire manufacturer. He's very happy. Because six times this guy has gone in to get new tires, and the dude's doing, man, what are you doing with these tires? Are you on a track and just doing donuts or what? Nope. The circle of life. Homeless people saying, I see your riches. By the way, $1 million home in L.A. doesn't make you rich. $1 million income in L.A. doesn't make you rich. But guess what? Homeless people see them as rich, entitled. They create, what I'm getting at here, folks, is these people created their own problems. And here's what they said. Los Angeles is grappling with a homeless epidemic. It's the worst human catastrophe in America, says Andy Bales, a pastor who runs Union Rescue Mission on Skid Row. Faced with a growing crisis, city leaders last year budgeted more than $100 million for affordable housing, addiction treatment, job placement, and mental health facilities. And yet, as LA's real estate prices soar, so does the city's homeless population. By the way, to be declared poor in California, this was like 3-4 years ago, you could earn $137,000 and be poor, be living in poverty. That's how bad that place has become. Guys, you want to talk about a bubble ready to burst. I've seen these shows, Million Dollar Listing LA. And of course, these houses are stunning. They're stunning. They say, this house is $40 million. I saw a house that listed for $40 million. It's like 10,000 square feet. And it was really nice. You can build a building. I'm talking about a magnificent building that is exponentially larger in square footage for that kind of money. But people pay for that for their private residences. That's how much the land value in certain areas is. It's ridiculous. So anyway, they got a homeless epidemic. They spent $100 million in housing, addiction treatment, job placement, mental health. But because of the prices in L.A., these people are still homeless. Keep in mind, some of these people have jobs. They just can't afford to live anywhere. One of the biggest explosions right now in L.A. are tiny homes. These homes that are less than 400 square feet that could be, for all intents and purposes, in one of these containers. Have you seen these container homes? I saw them in Las Vegas, these container homes. It's amazing. But anyway, all this stuff is being done because in places like L.A., people can't afford. You just want a postage stamp land and a postage stamp place, and that's it. So we're squeezing them closer and closer together. Anyway, that, they got a homeless epidemic. So they say, nowhere have the twin forces of an inaccessible housing and inequality created a more explosive mix than Venice Beach, a hotbed of entertainment executives and talent where the median home price, get this, $1.9 million. Many of these residents, they say, are now grappling with quality of life issues that defies their own liberal ideals. I come back to liberalism spinning in on itself. See, here, let me just explain conservatism in the way of housing. When I was a kid, I grew up poor. Now, we weren't dirt poor, but we were poor. And I knew the difference between my house and the house that the people that my family worked for. One of their houses was over 7,000 square feet, multiple bedrooms, multiple bathrooms. I mean, it was a lodge. It was like, wow. And this is a place they just visited occasionally. So I saw that. I went to two or three of their other homes and just went, you've got to be, these people have multiple homes that my house could fit in five times. And they're at each of them for a small amount of time. It was mind blowing to me. But that's the way they live. But here's the difference. I said to myself, there's a strata. I don't like the strata I'm in. I want to get to a certain strata. So I ended up buying a house in a nice area of Texas, lived not too far from Deion Sanders and Aikman and many other, you know, professionals. It was a gated community. I mean, it's a beautiful place. Now, there are people who were still living higher than I was. Some of them were friends of mine. But I had gotten to a strata. And I went, this is where I want to live. And if there had been a homeless encampment there, I would have been fighting against. I wouldn't care if it was full of black people. I would have been, get them black people out of here in these tents. I have fought to get up to this strata, and I don't want to be anywhere near them. And that's true of anybody. Even black folks will tell you this. We come back, I want to finish on this subject because it's an important one. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations.
by Ann. Before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So I'm profiling the difference between liberals and conservatives when it comes to neighborhoods and housing and things like this. Here's the deal. As a kid growing up, I knew poverty. There were a friend, my relatives who lived worse than I did, lived in the projects. My aunt and uncle lived in the projects. What was it? New Light Village, I think is what it was called. I'm trying to remember. But it was the projects. And we'd go over there and stay with them. To me, it was no different than where I lived, which was lower middle class, but it wasn't the projects. But I knew what it was like to be poor. And I knew I didn't like, you know, we're going over and seeing the projects. And I mean, I enjoyed playing with my cousins and all that, but I was like, man, this is too little of a house for this many people. I remember thinking this. So I get up to a certain strata, and I don't want anybody from the projects. If you earn your way to where I'm at, congratulations. We can shake hands. And by the way, I don't care whether you were a Guatemalan midget, you were another brother, or you were a white person. When you got into my strata, we shared that commonality. That became one of our character traits, okay? I think many people know what I'm talking about. Speaking of me, this is Kevin Jackson listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And if you want to give me a buzz on your circumstances, I'd love to hear it, 844-551-8255. So, you know, I fought to get to a certain level. Right now, I've seen a whole new level. I'm not kidding you. And I want to get up to that level. Not for any other reasons than just I love the comfort that I feel when I'm in some of my friends' homes and I'm like, wow, that's the way to build a house, right? I got a buddy. He's not that rich, but he's done well, works for Intel, and he's built beautiful homes for himself and his family, and they're always custom fit to their lives. And I think that's the way you should live. So I want to get to that strata. I don't want to go where, okay, here's your bedroom, there's your bathroom, nah. I want to say I want an ensuite in every room. I want a nice game room. I want a recording studio that I don't have to worry about noise and idea. I want things that fit my lifestyle. So that's what we do. But conservatives, we work to get to where we say, okay, there are people out there, you know, working on their cars. It's too loud in my neighborhood, or I don't, you know, they litter, or they, you know, it's the riffraff. It's too much crime. Boom, I'm going to get up to here. In California, they go, we don't care where you go. We don't care how much money you spend. We will put a homeless encampment there. And that's what's happening in Venice right now. So anyway, moving on with this article, it says Sleepless in Seattle and community producer Gary Foster, if you remember the movie Sleepless in Seattle, Gary Foster, who moved to the area 2 years ago from Westwood and works with a homeless advocacy group to people concerned, says he was surprised by the number of residents who expressed exasperation with, if not outright disdain, for the transient population. And here's what he says. They tend to be liberal. They want to do good in the world, but they're balancing their beliefs with how that might impact the value of their real estate. See, that's the difference. With me, I'm going to tell you right now, I have nothing but sympathy for the homeless. Nothing but. But trust me, you don't get to come into my neighborhood after I've earned my way to it. I'm willing to go to the soup kitchens. I'm willing to help you get housing. I'm willing to help you figure out how to get yourself out of your situation. But you're not bringing your situation to me. Leftists pretend, oh, no, we want to help the homeless. We want to do this, that, and the other. And then they become conservatives. And it seems mean, but it's not mean. I've earned my way. They don't have the guts to say, I've earned my way. I'm not dealing with that. I will do everything I can to help. I mean, it may seem like a fine line, but it is an extremely, to me, it's as clear as night and day. So liberals just need to be more real in their optimism and, you know, in their activism. They need to say, hey, look, I'm willing to help, but you can't come and ruin it for me. I'm willing to say that. I think that's the difference. Anyway, says there are actually residents advocating driving the homeless out of Venice, shipping them off somewhere, which is such a proto-fascist move, says television writer Evan Dunsky, 27-year resident of the area. And then what? Do we have to build a wall around Venice? That's what really caught me in this story. The idea of, do we need to build a wall to keep them out? Yeah, you do. Yeah. They're called gated communities. That guy who's getting his tires slashed, who's had his tires slashed on his Land Rover 6 times, would have a lot fewer issues with that if he lived in a gated community, if there were a wall. And this is where these guys are going. The very people who would decry Donald Trump's wall are the very people who are going to be advocating for a wall of their own. They go on to say this. Venice is now home to the largest concentration of homeless anywhere on LA's west side, with nearly 1,000 non-domiciled people. That's what they call them, non-domiciled. During the past 18 months, several encampments have swelled in more residential areas where homes can easily sell for 8 figures and up. Tents, many of them equipped with mini refrigerators, cupboards, televisions, and heaters, vie with pedestrian traffic. In other words, you're weaving along the way through these tents. Now, I want you to understand how dangerous this is. Would you let your children go play in an area like this? Would you want to go for a jog like that? Do yourself a favor. Google homeless in L.A., the videos, and watch people in cars taking you down the lane in a city where there's houses on the left worth millions of dollars, and they're driving down an alley, what looks like an alleyway or a dirt road, and it's just tent city. And look at the trash. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about actual trash that's thrown anywhere. These people, I can't even imagine what the smell is like in these places. And bordering this are people who have multi-million dollar homes, careers, and just how are you going to sell that? I mean, you put your money, the majority of people's biggest asset is their home. That's where they have put their fortune. And I don't, but for the record, I don't care about these LA people. I think these homes are overpriced, and you know, most of them need to get, we need a day of reckoning on behalf of them. But I'm just saying, for the average person, would you want to do this? Would you want to live next to that? They say residents who live near the encampment say mail regularly goes missing, break-ins have jumped, hypodermic needles and human waste are appearing on sidewalks and at local playgrounds. Residents have complained to police about harassment, even physical assault. There is more of a criminal problem than a homeless problem, says one resident who lives next to the so-called Frederick Camp, adjacent to the Penmar Golf Course. There are crime problems in Venice, concedes Mike Bonin, whose Council District 11 includes Venice Beach. Bonin has come under increased criticism for his handling of the homeless crisis by Venice residents displeased with his support of a measure to introduce a massive $5 million transitional housing project in the city. At the same time, Bonin says, I cannot accept the idea that there is an inextricable link between crime and homelessness. It's wrong. It's not backed up by data, and it leads to bad policy. That's leftism at its finest. Venice has increased its crime. It's also increased its homeless. He says there's no data. No, there's only observational data from the very people who've lived there for years telling you, look, we didn't have this stuff before. We have it now. This is the change. But he doesn't want to believe it. This is why I love to dissect leftism. Because, as I said, it's crushing itself. It's common sense as to what's happening here. Here's the other piece that cracks me up. If they built a wall, this crime rate would drop dramatically. If they enforce laws for vagrancy and help these people transition and really got a system in place that says, why are you out here? And let's figure it out. They could get it figured out. Now, I'm not telling you there's a one size fits all and there's a pill that's going to solve it, but I do know this. All these liberal policies that have led to it, they've come over decades. And do you think they're fixing them? No. They're just putting Band-Aids on bullet holes. And so now these residents who think of themselves as the most tolerant, loving people on the planet are having to deal with their problems. Do you think they're going to get sympathy from me? So they've got all kinds of issues. They're fighting over who's causing the crime and all this. But they say as the problem worsens, homeowners are banding together to try to reclaim patches of sidewalks in an effort to deter future encampments. At the corner of bulky wood planters have hogged much of the sidewalk. These planters emerged mysteriously 2 months ago outside a Staples office supply store. Oh, man. Gotta love it, folks. Liberalism killing itself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.